This is JIS News. Coming up, BOJ Governor says IMF agreement has raised confidence in the economy, Education Ministry to improve facilities at upgraded high schools, and Consumer Protection Tribunal to become operational July 1. The details after the break. Stay with us.
We pledge to come together as a people to clean up our communities, to clean the gullies and drains, to clean up our public spaces and beautify our environment so that Jamaica, land of beauty, will be beautiful forever.
I'm on a mission.
A mission.
Today is the day.
Now the news. Governor of the Bank of Jamaica, Brian Winter, has confirmed that the approval of an extended fund facility, EFF, with the International Monetary Fund has raised the level of confidence in the economy. The EFF was approved on May 1, and the country received its first drawdown from the IMF on May 3. The BOJ governor says this confidence is expected to improve as the country receives more foreign currency inflows, approximately $2 billion US dollars in multilateral loan and grant funding is expected over the medium term.
Already, there have been more orderly adjustments in the exchange rate as economic agents are reassured of the government's commitment to achieve sustainable debt and fiscal ratios. In addition, interest rates in the economy continue to be at historically low levels and are expected to remain relatively low under the influence of the successful NDX and the strong fiscal consolidation, which is currently underway. These developments are expected to lead to a gradual recovery in domestic economic activity and per capita income over the near to medium term.
Mr. Winter was addressing journalists Wednesday at the BOJ's quarterly press briefing. Staff and students at upgraded high schools are to benefit from improved laboratories and workshops for technical and vocational subjects this calendar year. Education Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaites made the announcement during his contribution to the sectoral debate in Parliament on Wednesday.
This year, the Heart Trust NTA will invest over $80 million to upgrade the laboratories and the workshops in the newer high schools to enable them to improve their offerings of level one and level two skills.
The renovations are in keeping with plans by the ministry to make the integration of technical and vocational training in the secondary school curricula a priority for 2013. Minister without portfolio in the Ministry of Transport, Works and Housing, Dr. Marie Skye, is reiterating government's commitment to passing a new Road Traffic Act this parliamentary year. He says efforts are being made to repeal and replace the old legislation with a new bill that will adequately address the current challenges in the transportation sector.
The amended act will ensure that road safety issues are addressed according to 21st century requirements. The revised road traffic bill is proposing a three-stage driver licensing system, which is aimed at improving the competency of our drivers on our roads.
Dr. Guy was speaking at the press launch for the fifth staging of the Jamaica Driver and Traffic Safety Expo and the second Road Safety 5K in Kingston on Wednesday. The initiative is aimed at reducing the number of motor vehicle injuries and fatalities in Jamaica through road safety awareness. And government has signaled its commitment to improving consumer protection with the planned establishment of the Consumer Protection Tribunal on July 1. The tribunal is one of several provisions under the recently amended Consumer Protection Act 2012. It will investigate consumer-related disputes and adjudicate in consumer-related matters in the event that mediation proceedings and procedures fail. Industry, Investment and Commerce Minister Anthony Hilton says the establishment of the tribunal is part of the government's efforts to ensure economic justice for all consumers.
In our effort to integrate Jamaica into the global supply chain, this administration will pay due regard to the protection of consumer interests. The Jamaican consumer now has, for the first time, a consumer protection tribunal in keeping with international best practice.
The tribunal will be chaired by former Director of Public Prosecutions Kent Pantry and will fall under the purview of the Consumer Affairs Commission. That was the JIS News. I am Carlene Brown-Thompson.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.